6 days to go until SEPTA says time's up. Can't wait any longer for state lawmakers to agree on funding, and severe cuts would take effect later in the month. SEPTA and the hundreds of thousands of people who ride it every day are looking to Harrisburg for a solution. There's been no consensus. Governor Shapiro is with us now live. Governor, good to have you here on a nice Friday morning. Less than a week to go now. Tell us where negotiations stand, and are we going to see an agreement in time?
Well, Ian, good morning. And I can tell you that I'm working my tail off on this, trying to get it done. You know how much I care about SEPTA and the 800,000 people that ride it every day, the 39,000 people's jobs that depend on just mass transit, not even those that are riding it across our state. It represents about $5.5 billion worth of economic activity. And I share that because I just want to make clear that even if you're not riding the train or the bus, trolley, whatever, every day, it still has a massive impact on our communities. It's why for the last 2 years, I've proposed historic funding for mass transit, for SEPTA and all the other agencies across the state. I've secured stopgap funding to keep SEPTA alive and functioning. But at this point, it's up to the legislature to finally act on recurring revenue. I think many of your listeners know, but it bears repeating. I'm a governor that has what's called a divided legislature. I've got a House led by Democrats. They've passed mass transit funding four times. The package that I've proposed, they've passed it four times. And we've got a Senate led by Republicans, and they've not passed it even once.
You think they're going to do it this weekend?
What I'm doing, literally up till late last night on the phone with the Republican leader, we'll be back at it today with the leadership, is trying to narrow the differences between the House and the Senate and find common ground. Look, that's my job as governor, is to try and figure out a way to find common ground, bring Republicans, Democrats together, and get this done.
But Governor, as you noted, last year you diverted tens of millions of dollars in federal highway dollars to SEPTA to prevent cuts and fare increases. Could there be a similar bailout this time?
Look, I have provided the House and Senate leadership with multiple pathways to ensure that we have recurring revenue for mass transit all across Pennsylvania. It is time for them to pick one. The House and Senate have to come together. They need to act. I'm going to continue to do everything in my power to narrow the differences between them. But look, not doing anything is not an option. We have got to make sure that SEPTA is healthy, that our mass transit agencies are healthy. Look, I mean, I'm literally on the road with you right now as I'm talking to you. If we don't get this done, if lawmakers do not vote to fund mass transit, there'll be 275,000 more cars on the road just in southeastern Pennsylvania alone. That is not sustainable. We have to get it done. And listen, I would also just point out, you know, time is up. I introduced my budget that funded mass transit 183 days ago. And in that time, the state Senate has been in session just 25 days. They need to come to Harrisburg. We need to vote on this, and it needs to get done. And I'm going to continue to do everything in my power to work constructively to bring all sides together to protect mass transit.
I know you don't want these cuts to happen. You believe these cuts should not happen. You believe there's been plenty of time. But if these 6 days do come and go with no deal, will you bail out SEPTA again?
Look, my
can you say yes or
always
no?
My glass is always half full, so I'm going to be working my heart out over these next 6 days. Hopefully it won't take the full 6 days, but I'm going to be working my heart out with all sides of this to come up with a sustainable solution. That is my objective. It's been my objective for the last 2 years. I'm going to continue to work at it. This is hard work, bringing Republicans and Democrats together, but I'm going to keep working to narrow the differences and get it done. And look, I also believe, I think it's important to note, I believe that Leader Bradford, who is the Democratic leader in the House, and Leader Pittman, who is the Republican leader in the Senate, they're the chief negotiators. They're the ones at the table with me. I believe they're working in good faith, and we're working hard to find this common ground and get it done.
What do you believe about the state Senate President Pro Tem Kim Ward? She suggested this.
We should just pass a six-month budget while we keep working, because tax dollars continue to come into Pennsylvania. They're continuing to hit the Treasury. And for us to hold everybody hostage, because we can't agree on mass transit and education issues is a travesty, and it shouldn't happen.
Speaking there on WPHT 1210, Governor, why not do that so kids can get to school, people can get to work and their doctor's appointments while these negotiations continue?
You know, lawmakers have very few specific responsibilities. One is to pass an annual budget, a budget that funds our schools and our roads and our parks and our mass transit and our police and much more on an annual basis. I don't think we need to do a cop out here or a half step. I think it's their job to work together to find common ground and to bring everyone together to pass an annual budget that everyone can rely on. Short-term spending is not going to be reliable. We need to get this done, and now is the time to get it done.
And just briefly, Governor, Republicans say there can't be any more money without more accountability, more safety, other reforms, et cetera. And to be sure, Democrats have included some of those in their recent bills. But they also, Republicans also want Philadelphia and the collar counties to increase their own spending on SEPTA. And they say SEPTA needs to charge higher fares. Do you see those proposals as fair?
I am aware of those proposals. But what I'm not going to do, Ian, and I say this respectfully, is I'm not going to negotiate a deal through the media. I know that those are issues that are important, and we are working through them right now.
Governor, I know there's a lot to do with this budget and not a lot of time to do it. Just wondering, is there money in the budget to extend Kyle Schwarber's contract?
We're going to try and figure that out. Man, oh, man. He should be the MVP. I've got nothing but respect for Shohei, but I think Schwarbs is the MVP right now. He is. And he's not just on fire right now. He's been consistent across the season. There's something special going on with the Phils right now. And I'll tell you what, with Duran at the end, knowing that you're going to be lights out. I mean, by the way, quite literally lights out when he comes in. I feel really, really good about this team. They got a swagger. They got a confidence. It's a lot like what you saw with the Birds in those final half dozen games of the season there going into the playoffs. So I think what John Middleton has done, investing in this team, what Dombrowski's done, assembling it, what the players are doing on the field, they're playing loose, they're playing confident, they're playing for each other in this great city. Man, I think the sky's the limit for this team, and Schwarbs is just a dominant leader.
We need one of his home runs for SEPTA and mass transit funding in Pennsylvania with just 6 days to go. Governor Josh Shapiro with us live on KYW News Radio.